não tem fria, não tem freio, não tem fila, não tem fada, é feriado pessoal. Hoje eu dei no pet, dei um peço, peço um doce, ventre pra você um pouco mais de sal. Hoje eu só declaro fim da guerra e não vou dar o troco, tu foi muito pouco pra eu ficar. Deu despesa, te deixar vai ser de graça. Hoje o mundo gira, que beleza, a gente passa. Ficar contigo deu despesa, te deixar vai ser de graça. Hoje enfim eu dei o fora, bem na hora. Arranquei a marra, vou cair na farra. Hoje não tem fria, não tem freio, não tem fila, não tem fardo, é feriado pessoal. Hoje eu dei no pé, te dei um beijo, um beijo, um doce vento e pra você um pouco mais de sal. Hoje o sol declara o fim da guerra e não vou dar o troco. Contigo deu despesa, te deixava ser de graça. Hoje o mundo gira, que beleza, a gente passa. Ficar contigo deu despesa, e além de chato, já perdeu a graça. Te deixava ser de graça.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday morning, and you're listening to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you for so much for tuning in. My show goes on till 11 today. I got a whole bunch of stuff to give out to you guys today, so I'll be quick with it. First of all, we're going to be giving out two different pairs of tickets to two different shows. What the shows are, if you had followed me on Facebook last night, you would have known, but right now you have to wait and see and figure out. But for starters, we'll get to that part later, but for starters, I'm going to continue with my show. My show, Sounds of the City Radio, is a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts. Big, small, international, local, everything. As long as it's good music and it needs promotion, I am there to support the day. This show is sold out. The Cat Empire, they're playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom. However, there is good news because they also will be playing part of the Telus Ski and Snowboard Festival in Whistler on Sunday. Yes, they're playing on Sunday. And that is an absolutely free show. I would highly recommend checking that stuff out. I will play you one song from their, not latest, but second latest album, So Many Nights. This one's called Fishes. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I left the house, left the room with a foxy on my back and my supplies in a magic pack, and I followed the sound of music, not up a hill, but down to an old wharf shack. Inside I heard the trumpets call, a salute to the champions on the wall, and in the jazz and squalls, and in fashion brawls, she danced. Oh, and the night she looked so fine to me, oh, I am a man on an odyssey, so tie me to the mast, I must believe. To look, I said, oh, wow, nitty-nitty, out of sense, they shook, I'm singing, I patched on ring, little bit. dragon fishes to my hook. Falcon fish is to my hook. Through the gods of the festival, and there we were in the depths of the wild below. A face so close I could taste the distant show. She whispered away for the trumpet's call. It's not exactly love, it's to a doll. A wow diddy diddy out of sight to look. A singing wow diddy diddy out of sips they shook. A singing half past tongue ring little black book girl. Fish is a to my hook.
I love you like oil coming down hard. Need you so fast, need you so right away. Like a road train, I need you, babe. Let's burn it all away. But I love you like water, you give me order. It's getting harder, believe me when I say that. Like a spring rain, I need you, babe. But nothing lasts forever after all. Love you till the ocean takes us all.
This is the story of two lovers like twins. They wouldn't do lovers things, blame original sin. Look into their eyes only for the meaning of the hour, as if they're only everything existed in their power. Yeah. Lo and behold, they drifted on a stream. Humming, how does it go? Oh, life is but a dream. Well, the stream became a river and the river started to tow. They didn't notice at all.
Oh, I love you like oil coming down hard. Need you so fast, need you so right away. Like a road train, I need you, babe. But nothing lasts forever after all. I love you till the ocean takes us all.
People shouted from the shore, screaming, stop gazing and swim to save us all. But the twins, they didn't hear it all. They whispered nothing to down the waterfall. And for what? Why did love become the void? When the ones we love are the ones we would destroy. Have you heard about the phrases, ignorance is bliss? Well, what bliss could lead to this?
Oh, I need you like water, you give me order. It's getting harder, believe me when I say that. Like a spring rain, I need you, babe. But nothing lasts forever after all. I love you till the ocean takes us all. We'll be right back.
And the song we just heard was Till the Ocean Takes Us All. I didn't make this song. I shouldn't be the one clapping. The one person in studio who's clapping with me today is actually a dear friend of mine and a band member of a band from Nanaimo called The Big Mess. And he's very excited to speak with us today. Kyle.
Woohoo!
How are you, buddy?
Woohoo!
Dude, every time you scream, the mic levels go through the roof, so... Just bring the exactly. That's a perfect screen. Perfect
yeah.
screen. How's it going, man?
It's good, Ryan. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, I'm glad you came. Obviously, all right. I know you better than I think most of my listeners do right now. And you do a lot of different stuff, both with The Big Mess and without The Big Mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about give me a brief about what? Who are you?
Okay.
Do you play?
Well,
I know that far. You're a musician. You do the rest.
Yeah. I'm also a human being.
Oh, that's good.
I'm a human being. I'm just a simple soul from Nanaimo, British Columbia. And mainly what I do is I use my voice to create music that includes singing, like classic, not classical. Well,
elaborate.
Ave Maria. Okay, classical. So thank you for riding the volume there.
I was actually, you were quicker than me.
Sorry. So I do singing, classical singing, jazz singing, blues singing, but I also combine beatboxing with scatting and sound effects and nonsense to create, well, what I think is a very unique
form.
You
just gave me classical, give me blues.
Okay.
That's about go.
Well, I saw that look in her eye, and I knew I was going down. Well, I really got no business drinking with her in this motel downtown.
All right. We got classical, we got blues. What else do you got for me? Give me one more. I'm loving it. Can you do like a blues mixed beatbox?
Okay.
Maybe try. Just go for it. So whatever happens, happens. That's radio. Hey, no one can see you.
Okay. Well, I wake up in the morning. Going down the stairs. Well, I look in the mirror. And all I see is a mess.
Awesome, dude. I'm going to stop you right there.
What the hell are you doing to me at 10 in the morning?
It's cool.
What am I doing to you?
I have another 50 minutes with you.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now,
I'm
so
sorry.
I'm not good.
No. I'm such a hog.
No, I asked you to do that, and I'm very, very much happy to do
that. I'm just so excited
to
be here.
That's great. But I also have a whole bunch of ticket giveaways to give out, and I'm quite excited about that. So if you guys are interested, have you guys heard of the band called The Beautiful Girls? You know, Australian roots band coming into town April 21st. The show is hosted by Upstream Entertainment, and it's going to be a killer show. I'm going to play you one song by them. It's called I Thought About You, and I want you to call me, if you want free tickets, that is, call me at 604-822-2487, and I will give the first caller a pair of tickets to see.
Yeah. So tell me, would you?
back home really. Look at the stars up in the sky. Thought of the wishes I had made that started thinking about all the time we had left. Was counting all my mistakes and counting all my regrets about you. Thought about
Premium.
Me.
Damn,
thought
showed
about all the things we'd ever be. Thought about you. Thought about me. Thought about all the things we'd never be. Thought about you.
And absolutely, totally, 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 my bad. We had a bit of a phone problem here, and unfortunately, the phone wasn't fixed until right about now. So I'm going to play you another one by the Beautiful Girls, and I would love for you guys to call in and get your free tickets. Sorry if you'd called in and the phone wasn't working. My bad. But call in at 604-822-2487 and get your free chance to get a ticket to see the Beautiful Girls on April 21st at the Venue Nightclub. Once again, it's 604-822-2487. You're listening to another song by the Beautiful Girls. It's called Let's Take the Long Way Home. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
So tired of this heavy load I've been carrying it for so long. I don't know what it wants with me. Lord, please let me be. Rolling dice on my hotel room bed, and it feels so nice to love someone, she said. When the evening comes, I'm scared to be by myself, and I know exactly how it feels to be by myself. And now she's singing happiness, so it scared me half to death. Never had myself no loving to caress. Darling, stop those tears and dry your eyes. I'ma be right here, and I'd really love to stay tonight if you have me here. Oh, 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 little girl, you know I love you so. Let's take it easy now and simmer down. Let's take the long way home, little girl. Let's take the long way home.
Beautiful Girls with the song Let's Take the Long Way Home. Congratulations to Joey R for calling in and getting a pair of tickets to see the beautiful girls on April the 21st. Kyle, you just love clapping, don't you?
Life is worth celebrating, man.
Absolutely.
Every moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially because tonight's the Catfire night. Okay. Sorry, we're both really excited about that because we're both going to show. But getting back to my own show, congratulations to Joey for winning a pair of tickets to see the beautiful girls. The song we just heard was Let's Take the Long Way Home. Prior to that, we had What I Thought About You. Actually, okay, that's not the name of the song. I have to go relook at that, and I'll, because I don't want to mess up on air. I'll get back to you on exactly what the song was prior to that. Anyhow, carrying on with the rest of my show, one of my favorites, Jan Tiersen. You guys, everybody, Jan Tiersen is one of those musicians that everybody knows, but actually nobody knows at the same time. He's the guy who did the soundtrack for Amelie. And a fantastic musician, an incredible violin player, an incredible piano player, an incredible guitar player, not a good singer. But those, the first three, he's really, really good at them, especially violin. And he's going to be playing a show at the Commodore Ballroom on May 9th. The show is presented by Sealed with a Kiss. And tickets for the show are $33.75 before tax. You can go to Ticketmaster.com to buy tickets. Highly recommend checking this out, especially since it's at the Commodore. I love that venue. Last year, I saw Jan Tiersen play in March. I saw him play at the Vogue Theater, and he put on a really, really good show. But I don't know, there's something about artists who become famous for one thing, and then people are so used to that, and then that after a while, he just hates doing that, and he won't do that anymore. Everyone wanted to see Jan Tiersen play the violin, and that's why they went to this show, but he didn't even bring out a violin. He didn't even have a violin on set, and he played with his guitar, which was good, but it's just like, I don't know, I was talking to Kyle about it a while ago, like we used, example, Xavier Rudd.
Yeah.
Like, Xavier Rudd, no, it was good. Xavier Rudd's really, he was sweet, he's incredible because he plays the djembe, he plays drums, and he plays the didgeridoo, and he plays the lap guitar, and he plays everything at the same time. That's why people liked Xavier Rudd. But nowadays,
it's a party. The times I've been to Xavier Rudd in the past, it's just like, man, doesn't matter how hot the sun is, you're going to dance until you're a melted shower of your own sweaty filth.
That's a good description.
That was my experience. But then we saw him in Nanaimo, and as you say, it was a solid show, but he played contrary to people's expectations. He played a very chill set, more of his angsty side.
Yeah, it's more like singer-songwriter guitar.
And there was a horde of people just bursting at the seams ready to get their dance on. Now, is this a bad thing? What do you guys think? Is it the artist's obligation to fulfill people's expectations because they've put in work to establish their market audience and they should fulfill that because they are professional entertainers? Or, being that they're human beings and they're artists, should they continue to explore and obey their own creative urges and go with the flow and change as much as their hearts desire them to change? It's an interesting tension for artists and that are also professional entertainers.
Because I think, well, they started off with that's what they got famous for. But after a certain point, they're probably like, that's not what I want to do, man. That's not what I'm thinking. Like, I want to do something else.
Yeah, screw the audience.
Screw the audience, exactly. Well, you create the reason why they got involved in music in the first place was probably because of, for most people that I had the chance to interview, was a way of being able to express yourself. Well, anyhow, I want to play you a song by Jan Tiersen. Check it out. We'll be back here on CITR 101.9 FM very shortly. Thank you. And you just heard some lovely Jan Tiersen, and that was from the soundtrack of the film Amélie, the French film directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet. Once again, he's playing a show on May the 9th at the Commodore Ballroom. The tickets are at $33.75, and you can buy it at Ticketmaster.com. Carrying on with the rest of my show, while Carl's busy looking at all the different CDs that exist in a CRTR radio station, I got good news. The Beautiful Girls wasn't the only pair of tickets I was going to be giving out. I'm also going to be giving out a pair of tickets for Adam Sheikh, who's going to be playing on Saturday, April 21st, as a part of a Beats Without Borders event. And the show is at the Red Room. Tickets are $18 in advance, way more at the door. I highly recommend getting them in advance. But how about we just hear a song by Adam, and then we'll be back with more.
Как мой миленький, хорошенький Эмилька, как работала я целую недельку. Тю-ли-тю, 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 ря-ря, тю-ли-тю, тю-ли-тю, тю-ли-ря. Понедельничек я баришку топила, а во вторник я мыться ходила. Тюре, 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 я, тюре, 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 я.
А по среду я тебя ожидала, а в четверг без тебя горевала. Тюре, тюре, ля, тюре, ля, тюре, я, тюре, 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 я.
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable. And free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free Roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Muse in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
Do you guys have a paper and pen handy? It is 604-822-2487. If you want a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sheikh on April 21st, he's playing with David Starfire at the Red Room. If you want to get a pair of chance to get a pair of tickets, so that's two tickets, that's $40 worth of tickets, call in now at 604-822-2487. Here's Ruxpin. Woo. And that was Adam Sheikh with his song off of his recent album Universal Frequencies. It was called Rug Pippin. Congratulations to Ben and Neb for winning tickets to go see Adam Sheikh's show on April 21st at the Red Room. What did you think of that song? He's a pretty grooving guy, man.
Adam Sheikh is definitely one of the best producers I've ever heard, and he puts on an awesome live show. It's not one of these sort of just watch some guy crouching at his laptop sort of thing. He'll bring, well, sometimes he just does DJing, but he's very charismatic to watch, but other times he'll bring in live musicians.
Like, what do you like about his music that attracts you?
Well, I like it because it's got authentic groove. A lot of electronic music, I mean, God, I love it, but it's just, you can tell it's just...
We're allowed to criticize on air.
No. I really do love electronic music, but a lot of it is just synthesizers. You know, it's one computer and one man who created this funky, weird, creative child together. Mm-hmm. Adam Sheikh is a collaborative producer. So it's got real-world groove to it. It's got, like, real drums, real percussion. He'll bring in different instrumentalists. I mean, in that first track that you played, you said it was a Russian
folk song, a remix of a Russian folk song,
but you said that he brought the Russian dude into his studio.
His name is Boris, but you can't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure it's the guy's name.
Isn't every Russian's name Boris?
I don't know.
Oh no, there's Dmitry as well,
and Vladimir.
Oh yeah,
Vladimir.
Oh, yeah.
He's always the bad guy.
What a diverse culture they have. Anyway, and really cool music clearly, and so Adam Sheikh brings in a lot of different influences and chops them up in his wild groove machine and spits them out. I really love Adam Sheikh, and Ben and Neb are lucky gentlemen.
So going back to that previous conversation about how artists need, like, Marty just called in, our listener just called in, Marty just called in, and he talked about the middle point between doing what you want to do, but also satisfying what people want to hear. Like, for example, like Adam Sheikh, I feel like he does different stuff every time, but at the same time people are satisfied. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know, I still, but like with it's, I guess it's harder with live bands, it's easier with you have something to say. What?
Yeah,
no, you can yeah, really give your opinion.
Moderation is the word that you exhaled when Marty called in.
Moderation. Yeah,
and it seems odd to me that, okay, musicians oftentimes seem to have a choice. It's either make the music that's going to be the crowd pleasers, or when they finally decide to start expressing themselves,
God forbid,
audiences are usually like,
yeah,
horror, you know, why what's that all about? What isn't there a happy medium? For example, the Beatles, I mean, they're like the classic band that every album they came out with was breakthrough, the world had never heard it, and they were clearly getting their creative on, yet audiences ate it up. There's got to be some sort of happy medium, and if you're not an artist who just wants to sit in their room doing it for themselves, then you do have to keep the audience in mind.
So if you have talent doing one thing, you should either stick to that one thing before you go, or, like, my question is, let's say you're very good at doing one thing, like Xavier Rudd's very good at doing that drum creative dance party thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to do that. Like, as an artist, should he push those boundaries and get better at becoming, like, a singer-songwriter, man with a guitar, slow music type guy? Or should he just stick doing what he's doing?
Well, he should definitely do the creative, angsty stuff in the shower.
Oh, that's good. That's
in the
good.
Shower. That's always be a shower thing. Singer, for sure.
That is.
And then if your neighbors, if you leave the window open eventually after a year or so of creative practice in the shower, you leave the bathroom window open, and you then spy. Hire somebody to spy. Yeah. If you hear clapping from across the road, then yeah, give it a shot at an open mic.
Tonight, Xavier Ron, open Café du Soleil, open night.
No, I don't know. You know what? It's an interesting question, Ryan, that doesn't have answers, just opinions. So, and seeing as beep holes are, opinions are like beep holes, you guys probably all have some really interesting opinions out there, you listeners. So get talking about it and post to the CITR Facebook page what your opinion on this.
You're a better promoter than I am. Or you can call in at 604-822-2487 and have a chat with me. But you're a shower singer as well, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And I recently found out that you grow plants in your shower as well. I saw your Facebook update that you had some roots coming out of your shower sink.
Yeah, absolutely. For those of you who question the vitality of the products that Lush bath products use, don't question any longer. I had a body butter with soybeans in it, and a few of the soybeans dislodged from the body butter and got stuck in my shower drain. Lo and behold, several days later, I'm sprouting out of my shower drain. There are sprouts reaching up towards the heavens, and, well, ooh, that's an interesting view of the heavens they have.
But as lovely as your shower stories are, and I'd love to hear more about them later on, however, let's get back to your music.
Yeah.
So you're going to play some of your tunes that you have, like, give me a brief about how you perform. Like, you're as part of the Big Mess. I want to talk a little bit about the Big Mess. Uh-huh. Like, how do you, because you're a two-piece band, you and your father, how do you do it?
Okay, the Big Mess is a band that I've got going on Vancouver Island. As you just said, it's me and my dad, Marty Shepherd. Marty plays trumpet, and I do my Scatman, Voxman Kyle, Scat Jabber singing stuff. We create backing tracks. At first, these backing tracks were just kind of standard MIDI. And for any of you producers or music nerds out there, you'll know what MIDI is. It's got a lot of power, but if not done well, it kind of sounds like video game music circa 1993. Huh. That's what our tracks started out as, but as I'm learning more about Ableton Live and music production in general, we're putting a lot more techniques into these backing tracks to create a more unique sound.
So what are you going to play for us right now? Is this part of the Big Mess where you're going to play?
I'm actually not going to play something from the Big Mess. Geez, there's so much to talk about, so little time. When are you going to have a two-hour show?
Eventually. If people keep calling in and like say, hey, give Ryan a two-hour show because he's so freaking awesome, then hey, I might have a two-hour
Everybody
show.
Everybody now, put your hands together.
But wait, before you give me a two-hour show, someone's got to start paying me for doing this because, yeah, it does take up a decent amount of time trying to get one of these in order. Even though I love doing it, I got to pay rent too.
Yeah, so, of course.
Like, hey, this is kind of my art. Artists do their art. We're all in the same boat here. But so, what are you gonna play?
So, what I'm gonna play is, it's my own stuff. It's kids' music. This was for a kids' video, cartoon sort of video about baby elephants that was done to raise money for an elephant sanctuary in Thailand. And I did the soundtrack for it. So, what I'm gonna play for you is some samples, just samples out of a 14-minute video. Kids Music by Kyle.
Sounds a bit random, but we'll be back with Kyle Shepherd right after this.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Ta-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-
I gotta clap for you. You can't clap for yourself, man.
Hey, man. I can clap for myself.
Dude, Wicked, give us some more about those two pieces that you played for us.
Well, as you heard, a lot of layers of vocals. I'm mainly a vocal musician, although I play percussion and do production as well.
So what instruments were involved in creating that?
My voice, many layers of my voice, and MIDI, meaning using the keyboard to make drums, to make some synth and bass lines, and then percussion loops, just pre-recorded. I bought them years ago. Ultimately, the goal would be to be like Adam Shaik and work with real percussionists, but, you know, convenience reigns right now. But what I want to say about this music is, at the time of recording, I was not a trained... I'm not a trained singer, but I've been a shower singer and a jam singer and just a lover of singer ever since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a lot of music ingrained in us. Since a young age, I think we're all musicians on the inside, to be honest. Even people who don't practice an instrument, they don't play an instrument, they got the music in them, they got the groove in them, and the voice can totally... Singing and beatboxing and scatting and just exploring our voice in unique ways is a way to channel a creative impulses that maybe a lot of people are inhibited to express.
I have one question. Just thought in my head. Have you ever met anybody? Well, there's obviously different types of genres of music, but have you ever met anyone who just didn't like music at all?
I met one religious guy. He was devoutly Christian, and he claimed he did not like music. Claimed.
Yeah, I don't think that could naturally happen, though.
I don't think
you?
So. No, I think music is an inherent commonality. Sorry to use a big word, but it is something that all humans share. And it crosses languages, it crosses beliefs, it leaves beliefs and languages behind, really. Everybody can enjoy music. And so one of my goals in life, besides making music, is to teach these philosophies and to teach the tearing down of your inhibitions and the exploration of your voice. So I do be
in children,
in everybody, but it's good to start
children,
with kids.
Yeah,
kids are fun, man. Kids are
fun.
Really fun. I mean, in the children's festival a couple years ago in Vancouver, I had a big tent full of like 80 kids all going boom boom chicka chicka boom boom chewy chewy cheese chicka chicka pshht, and it's a big goal in my life. So I do kids workshops. I work with summer camps, elementary schools, music stores, and we get a group jam going, a group vocal groove.
Are you gonna have any workshops coming this summer?
Yes, I do. I've got a couple in Nanaimo over at Arbutus Music in Nanaimo. Got some, the Big Mess is actually doing some summer camps that are gonna involve beatboxing, percussion, recording, and just a music groove philosophy, I'll call it. And then, yeah.
Where can people find more information about it? You can go on Facebook with Voxman Kyle.
Facebook. I'm just Kyle Shepherd. But check out The Big Mess. Okay. That's a good way to find me. That's big-mess.com or on Facebook, The Big Mess. Also, my workshop is called The Vox Shop. Vox being the Latin word for voice. So you can find me on MySpace or just... voxshop@gmail.com. I don't know. You guys know how to Google.
Yeah. Check it out. It's going to be good stuff. But before you get up and run away, Kyle, I'm actually going to end the show. And before we get on to Dorothy's show with Stereo Blues, who's...
Hi, Dorothy.
And standing right behind me right now, just got in. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm actually going to play you... On Friday, May the 18th, a band that Kyle introduced me to is coming to town. He is Canadian. He's absolutely freaking awesome. A lot of people think he's outdated because it's been so long. I don't know. Buck 65 is absolutely incredible. I don't know.
Buck 65 is timeless.
I got huge respect for that man. And I'm going to play you with one. It's called Blood of a Young Wolf. And that's actually going to be it for this week's Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who missed out on a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Beautiful Girls show, I'll be giving out another pair next week and probably even more pairs coming up. Believe it or not, I want to have a pair of Ramstein tickets to give away later in the month. But these are all just little incentives for you guys to keep listening to my show. And I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening. This one's called Blood of a Young Wolf. And we were here today with Kyle Shepherd on Sounds of the City Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're signing up. Want to say anything? Goodbyes? That's your idea of goodbye?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, guys.
my God, I'm hot steel. Beside myself in friendless number. I ain't got no culture, nothing. Dirty words, but that don't count. Flight attendants, waitresses, superstition, good amount. There's work to do, hell to pay. Memories and fingerprints, calling Papa ignorance. And I don't wanna go sick and tired. Zoom, pick persuasion tech. Zoom, pick persuasion tech. It's an egg and spoon race, slow and steady. Desert highway, a biento. Still I'm stuck, I can't afford it. Picture postcard, small memento. Echo shadow, sterling silver, burning furnace. Frozen nowhere, just a kid. I had a friend named Deadly Ernest. Cross my heart and hope to die. Stick a needle in my arm. Raise the heavens, call the cops, relax. There's no cause for alarm. Diamond rings and little babies, startlements and miracles. I remember pretty faces, so severe and lyrical. I'm talking Amelia Earhart, Nico Case, Frida Kahlo. All alone the way it should be. I don't even need a shadow. Seeds of wisdom found no purchase. We don't even have a chance. Birthday party, Armageddon. Long stem roses, avalanche. Broken fingers going nowhere. Fast and screeching to a halt. All that work for nothing. Oh, and boy, it's all my fault. Zoom, persuasion tech. Zoom, persuasion tech. Zoom, persuasion tech. Going afraid to fly, and so I'm running. Catching fish and chopping wood. The revolution, slow time coming. I don't know what else to do. Cross my fingers, teach the children. Read your fortune, storm the studios. Come on, all ye faithful pilgrims. No more same old song and dance. Some good ideas get overplayed. I eat my breakfast, ride my bike, a knife between my shoulder blades. See, I'm a man of many problems, up against some scary odds. We kill, we hide, we all fall down. Idiots love to bury gods. It doesn't happen overnight, don't ever steal, I'm filled with wonder.